Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good evening, Jerrica.
Oh, good evening, Joan.
How was your lovely city break?
Oh, it was absolutely wonderful, thank you. I haven't slept. We've had a whirlwind, wonderful whirlwind. As you know, it's our anniversary. It's been our anniversary, excuse me. And it's been non-stop. Cialis for me, Viagra for my partner, and Cardinal and her partner came along as well.
Gosh, so it was the four of you going at it, Hammer and Tongs.
Yes, a lot of sleepless nights and a wonderful...
Were you in an apartment together or a hotel?
Yes, we've got a suite, so we were all able to muck in and join in the fun when we wanted to. And then we had our own, obviously. We had a pool, we had plunge pool, dip pool.
In the room.
Which was wonderful, actually. I mean, a lot of these Far Eastern places do have this. It's a long flight, but it's absolutely worth it. The service, the price is very reasonable, and it's a sort of wonderful escape where you lose yourself rather than all the usual. Oh dear, should I do that? Should I think this?
Yes.
Those all disappear.
Yes.
It's wonderful, very freeing. Mm. And what about you? Tell me your
Just gardening this weekend, actually. I love it.
You do, don't you?
Grappling with the cabbages and getting the carrots in, making my chutneys and
wonderful
soups, and visiting all the local folk and spreading the word.
You go around with the basket and hand out the
hand out all the produce, God's produce for everybody. Gosh. So let's crack on and look at our first problem. Okay, so dear Joan and Jerrica, on a recent holiday in the Norfolk Broads, I realised there was a frisson between me and my 17-year-old godson. I glimpsed him in the shower and he smiled at me as if to say, come in. I'm recently widowed and wondering if I should pursue this, though I wonder how his mother would feel.
And that's from?
That is from...
Is that Emma?
Emma Crowley.
So it looks like crumpet. It's not Emma Crowley.
Emma Crowley, as in Alistair Crowley. But I wouldn't have thought she's a direct descendant.
No.
But there we are.
Very interesting. So I'm imagining, just trying to get a picture of this little scene. He's 17 years old. He's naked as the day was born.
Which she probably saw.
Which
she's
actually a very good point. But now he's got pubic hair, he's got some chest hair probably, he's probably got he's going to have a washboard, stomach and tufts of pubic ebullience, as I call it, with a sort of firm V down into strong thighs and probably cycles. He's probably got quite tight and lustrous calves. So that's setting the scene. But then it's on the Norfolk Broads. It's on a boat. So he's in a little tiny shower. He's in one of those little put me up showers.
Yes, and he's probably taking up most of the shower with that physique.
Indeed. So he's sort of quite crushed up. He's probably had to tauten up his body in order to get the shower head in the right
place.
But
I don't see any rolls of fat as he crunches over. I just see that washboard
stomach. I don't think that's him.
Actually taking the flak.
I don't think that's him. So he's looked at her. He's... Read the bit again. He's...
Well, she says... and he smiled at me as if to say, come in.
As if to say, come in.
Yes.
Smiled at me as if to say,
come in. So imagine he's probably got some fantastic teeth.
Imagine white teeth as you say this. sharp jawline.
With just a smattering of that golden stubble.
Yes.
Yes. Across his, you know, that lovely tanned skin that you, that has that sort of plumpness.
Yes.
But richness. Not fatness.
No, he's not fat. He's
it's
not
just...
Fat. It's
the taut. Skin of a young man.
It's the skin of a younger man.
And he's got the hands of a young man that yes. are probably clasping at the dial on the shower
yes.
to make it hotter because indeed. He loves the steam.
Indeed.
Probably after he's been running along the towpath.
That's right.
Oh no, it's Norfolk Broads. Is that more riverish? I'm not sure.
Well, it's beautiful. I mean,
it's going to be some kind of path.
It will. It will be. And it may be that he's had some fantasy thoughts in that shower, and that you know, that the penis perhaps is a little engorged, and perhaps is peeping out, winking at her. She doesn't say this, reading between the lines, that this sort of, as if to say, smiled at me, as if to say, come in, hints
you think
to
that
me,
could be penis
hints to me at the language of the genitals.
Mm-hmm. Because they do speak to us, don't they, the genitals?
Absolutely do.
Yes, absolutely I always think do. The penis has a face.
The penis is like a little sort of hedgehoggy, lizardy, maybe.
I'm
emerging.
Seeing this more as a young buffalo.
Ah, yes, yes.
Or a tiger.
Yes.
Obviously, just in terms of the strength of this young boy's
yes.
Penis at this yes. age. It's very strong, it's yeah. very hard.
Yes, it's got a real angle on it. There's no droop, no hint of downward motion. It's all skyward and full of hope and optimism. So, yes, I mean, what a difficult situation.
Very, very difficult, because there's hints of the Woody Allen here, isn't there, whereby... He brought up his, you know, the daughter that he went on to, you know, admittedly an adopted one, very, very similar here. You know, she's probably changed this lad's nappy.
Yes.
When he
yes,
was a baby, she was invited to be his godmother, which means she needs to bring him up in the ways of Christ, give him regular presents and advice and guidance. And yet here they are. Trapped in this boat with this electric tension.
Sexual.
She's a widow, she's a lot older,
but
goodness me, it's coming off the page.
It is leaping and bounding off the page, isn't it?
I think what's adding to the excitement for both of them is the boat. It's small, it's contained,
yeah.
and obviously her friend, the mother, who has invited her on the holiday, you know, felt sorry for her.
Yes.
She's in the next room, probably sleeping.
So you've got to be very quiet.
Got to be quiet. And she's got to force herself into that very small cubicle
yes.
with him.
Well, what I'm
under
wondering...
Under the steaming water.
Look, it's very difficult. I'm wondering just in the first instance whether one simply doesn't just reach in and just... take hold of the genitals and simply release this lad, release him off.
Which she could probably do very easily.
She's an older lady.
And under the sound of the, you know, water. Admittedly probably quite weak water. They never very good, those showers,
are they? What's up with that? Come on, Norfolk Broads boat guys, get a grip on these.
Get a power shower in there, because we're all going to need them if you're going to be having... the sort of sex that this woman obviously desperately wants
and needs. You know, her husband's died, poor man.
And poor woman.
Yes, you know. Absolutely, yes, yes.
She's
yes.
left bereft and...
Yes, although she doesn't talk about his death, does she? Doesn't
no.
give us details.
No.
So
no,
we don't know no, where...
She's clearly moved on.
Yeah.
And, you know, good on her. She's moved on by going on this lovely holiday with her best friend.
Yeah.
Whilst lusting after her son... Her godson.
Her own godson.
You know, is there, you know, I suppose the question, apart from her going in and, as you say, releasing him off, or even more, you know, releasing him into herself, should she wish to do that, or they could come out into the kitchen area, maybe there's a bed she's been on there that she can...
Well, there's often, isn't there, the kitchen, the table will fold down as a sort of wooden base, and that goes across to make a double bed.
She might want to just do it on the table.
But yeah, well, that's an option, obviously. I'm not saying she's got to be.
Knowing that any moment the friend could walk in.
Yes, and let's be honest, that's part of the enjoyment, isn't it?
Is.
For both of them, for both the boy and for her.
Yes, it's absolutely stunning as a scenario. Now, I'm interested, actually, going back before the point of the shower.
Yes.
Because she's mentioning a frisson. So that frisson has been developing for... Well, is it just on the holiday? Is it 3 years before?
I don't know. I mean, that's the... We need... I mean, again, it's frustrating. We need some more detail. Wonder if she could write in a bigger description of this guy.
Yes.
Send that in.
I think so. Because obviously we've...
We're filling in the gaps a bit.
We are, but I think we've got the measure of him.
Yeah.
You know, we know he's the type of guy who's going to get out of the shower with a tiny towel round, which is obviously tenting with his... erection, and he's probably got that sort of skin that will have little droplets of
glistening
water just
and he may have used some body oil, or he won't need it obviously with his skin, the delicate and barely lived in skin.
Aside from all this, do we need to address how the mother would feel? Do we need to look into the
not really
whys and wherefores?
Not I mean, you know, we can.
I think we just need to really get more information.
I think we need
to
more
really
about
make
the young,
a decision on
the young guy.
Oh,
yes, thank you.
Good, thank you.
That's
thank
answered
thank
that,
you,
I think, quite clearly. Pleasure.
Dear Joan and Jerrica, I'm 50 with a son of 9, and I'm finding the other school mums rather unfriendly. What can I do to fit in? My first thought is 50 with a son of 9. What's going on there?
Warning bells are ringing, aren't they?
Yes, I think that's... I mean, is there something wrong with him, for a start? You would think so if you're having a child at... What is that, 41?
41, which
is... having a child. I don't get it with these people.
No. It's difficult. You know, but I think, the problem for us, we're you know, we do have your longer letter and we can dig into that as much as we like. But for listeners... hearing that, there are going to be some judgments made, and rightly so. If you're 41, she doesn't say, is it her only child?
She doesn't say. I don't know. We can check the longer letter in a moment. We'll get one of our researchers, Robin, to have a little rummage.
I think you've got to accept, and this is the difficulty, you've got to accept as an older mum, if you are going to choose to be an older mum, you are outside society.
And actually, can we call it an old mum?
A geriatric
just
mum.
An old mum. It's not really just an older mum. It's an old... If you're going to be an old mum...
An old mum.
Then take the consequences.
Exactly. Because you don't fit in. You're flying in the face of an awful lot of things. You're taking risks, frankly. You're bringing a child into the world where you're going to be long gone before that child is properly established. You're not going to see your grandkids. You're missing out a lot. I don't know...
Why have you left it so late?
Why have you left it so late? Oh, God, you could absolutely throttle some of these people.
It's, you know, God created us with a body to start making babies from the age of, well, nowadays, 9, 10.
Nine and 10.
I'm not suggesting that we do that.
Don't have to rush into it that soon.
But
by
really,
12, 13?
Well, you can be certainly getting into having intercourse in an appropriate environment with an appropriate adult or older boy, man, whatever
you like,
and you know, church goer, so it's all morally acceptable. But I really think it's just about doing things. There's a reason why people do things in their 20s, because they've got the energy and they've got the body and they've got all that you need,
and the body will spring back at that age.
Exactly.
You're not going to lose your looks in the same way as what is her name,
Fiona
Christmas.
Yes.
That, you know, that... Oh, Fiona! Oh, you're just infuriating. Anyway.
I know,
anyway.
And the thing is, she doesn't send a photo, but...
You've got to question that as well, haven't you?
Yes, we do ask for photos. It's just helpful.
We get a picture.
Now, the question is, okay, your question's about the, you know, not fitting in with the other mums, but I think so many clues are there. You probably look old. You, as Jerrica just said, you won't have sprung back into shape because you left it so late. those young mums don't want to be going for the drinks with you, probably, do they? No. I mean, I was going to say, go on one of those class drinks, because there's all these types of things you could join in with, the pantomime, yes, or the class drinks, yes, or the cake making.
I mean, when Cardinal was little, we were forever joining in with clubs and drinks and, you know...
Wine o'clock.
Wine o'clock.
It's always wine o'clock.
I'll put my hands up to wine o'clock. absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with that, believe me. But as you say, she's isolated herself. She's isolated herself, and now she's whinging about it. Sometimes it's about accepting who you are, putting your hands up, saying, I've made a mistake. There's nothing I can do. I'll get on with helping others.
And don't start dressing young.
No, goodness, no. No, that would be
a bugbear of mine.
Huge bugbear. Absolute huge, huge mistake. No.
Okay, well, let's leave it there with Fiona.
Yes.
Dear Joan and Jerrica, my wife tells me I should change my underwear more often and often belittles me about streaking in my gussets. Surely all men have this. Ian Bodie, Bristol.
Right. Yes. Look, men do have streaking in their gussets. Ian, nothing wrong with that.
I think the thing is with guys, bless them, is wiping for them is a bit of an issue because... Yeah. You've got the guys who, for example, when they go for a pee, don't damp the end of their penis to dry it off. And those that do.
Yes.
And obviously nowadays we've got all the lovely little portable mini little squares that the guys can use to just dip-dab the end of their willies when they've done a wee and stop any frontal staining.
Yeah.
Should they wish to. Others are happy to let that. So that's ammonia soak into their pants.
Yeah.
But I think women, we're so used to wiping the front and wiping the back.
Scrubbing away.
Scrubbing until there's nothing there or it's bleeding. We know all about it.
Yes.
And obviously changing nappies and all the things that women do through the ages historically. So I think that for guys, wiping the bottom is something they'll get mum to do for as many years as they can.
Yes.
And equally, they don't really check if the paper's clean.
No.
When they've got to the what they consider to be the end of the job. Well, equally, they don't check their stools, hence the amount of bowel cancer we have in men.
Yes,
and they don't
cancer.
Check for leaving big chocolatey marks around the toilet bowl. No.
Or indeed on the furniture if they're just not wearing any pants after they've been. Yes, I mean, I think I often think that, and the point is that for men, and many men, and most men actually, that time is money. You've got a busy job, you've got a lot of dependents, you've got people relying on you. You can't afford, you literally can't afford to sit on the toilet and spend more than perhaps 25 seconds wiping the anal area and round where the hair might have matted into fecal clumps around the back of your passage.
Or forward towards the scrotal region, which obviously can happen.
Yes, and with the dimple pocketing scrotal sac, that can be another contributor to scud marks or skiff marks or scruff marks or skaith marks, as they're regionally termed. I suppose my question would be, Ian, is what sort of detergent is your wife using? That might be something to check, because if they're coming back still streaked, you've got some bigger questions, I would say.
Is your wife doing your washing properly?
Yeah, is she doing it at all? We don't know.
Why is your wife not buying you fresh underwear? Is she spending the money on manicures and pedicures and so forth?
Which mani-pedis.
Is a question.
Yes, it's a good question.
Oh,
God, I mean, it's depressing, isn't it? And you say, quite rightly, you want to throttle some of these young women. You know, I think there should be classes in schools where girls are taught about things like gusset streaking for guys. You know, for some girls, they won't have come across this.
No.
Until they're married, and they won't know, probably their boyfriends won't have, they won't necessarily have seen the boyfriend's pants. He'll have whipped those off pretty sharpish in an amorous clinch. She may well never see them with the lights on, for example. She probably won't be picking them, unless she's a great girl. She probably won't be picking them up in the morning.
to get them washed.
Mm.
So it just it begs a lot of questions, this, and worries me very greatly, this letter, really.
Mm.
But as you say, always get checked for bowel cancer.
Absolutely. But the other thing you can do if you are concerned about your skiddy marks or skiffy marks, whatever, you can get man pads.
Yes, you can.
You can pop those in.
Those are washable.
Washable man pads. They come in really nice different fabrics, quite manly fabrics.
Mm.
You can get a dark
gingham.
You got your dark gingham, your dark denim, your cord, which is fantastic because it really takes it into the ridges.
Mm.
So, you know, it's fantastic for that.
I love cord.
I love cord. Yeah, jumbo cord.
Jumbo cord. Who doesn't love jumbo cord?
Oh, it's fantastic.
There's nothing more flattering, I don't think, on a guy than, a really good pair of jumbo cords.
Absolutely. Particularly if you think of a sort of rugby player type physique, really muscular and firm with the forward arch of the thigh.
Yes. Pushing out against the tan or navy of the cord,
or if you're a particularly macho guy, even pushing out against a sort of that terracotta or going into salmon pink,
yes,
can still look incredibly
very very nice.
Attractive.
Yes,
on these type of buff
guys.
Men,
yeah,
guys, as you say, which is a nicer word.
Men or guys, yeah.
Well, thank you very much, as always, for your letters and your woes.
Yes.
I myself am off to do a little bit of recording on our album this evening.
Absolutely,
which
exciting.
We're both very excited about,
yes,
aren't we? We're gearing up to releasing our first album together, which I think is going to be. I don't want to jinx it, but I think it's going to be a little bit of a big seller.
I think people are going to enjoy it. The feedback I've had so far, and certainly the little tasters we've put out, people have very much enjoyed. People are saying it's a cross between the sort of more operatic Alfie Bow type music, coupled with the much more sort of modern The Script or, Little Mix type sounds, which is what we're after.
I think that's really hit the nail on the head of the combo we're looking for.
Yes, indeed.
Isn't it?
Indeed.
We're hoping to do some videos to go with that.
Yep.
And then we'll be touring when we feel the time is right.
Absolutely. So watch out. Look out for some dates.
Because I should imagine the tickets will sell like absolute hotcakes.
I think already I've got people contacting me saying, can we get tickets? And there haven't been any. Yes. Even got any gigs booked in or festivals or international tours as yet.
No, but we will.
Watch this space.
Yes.
Yes. Good night.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.